Hello everyone, welcome. Today we're going to talk about so many things, where we came from and why we're here. Everyone has a theory where they came from, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And there's people that don't believe anything at all. And that also is fine. I believe that we came from everywhere. The universe holds so much secrets that it's amazing. But honestly, to me it's not important where we came from. What's important is that we're here. And why we're here? What are we going to do? What is the purpose of being here? Our purpose is because we chose to come down here. Because we wanted to learn and grow. And become wiser and knowledgeable. And we came here also to follow our path. But a lot of us came down. And many didn't make it to follow their path. Because of difficult circumstances. Being born in a mental where they harm you mentally, physically, being abandoned, being born to people who didn't care. And when you were born in people who did care, you lost sight. Everyone did. We lost sight of the purpose. And those that did follow their journey and succeeded, they still wasn't happy. And those that didn't follow their journey wasn't happy neither. There were so many things that made our life difficult, hard. That we all lost ourselves one way or the other. But we allowed the world, society, to take over us. We were so involved in the world that we forgot to think. We forgot to think that there were other things that were important aside from the world. Yes, we all realize that education in this system is very, very important. And I get that. And working in a good job and making good money is important too. I get that. I understand going out and having a nice time. Traveling. I get that also. But what I don't get is that you focus everything on what's out there. And you forget what's inside of you. You see, you didn't come into this earth with nothing. You came into this earth with a lot of things. You came in with wisdom and knowledge. But we all lost that. Because we came into this world where it was exciting. The drama, the adrenaline, and we forgot everything that was taught to us. You see, I believe that everyone is a genius. I really do. And I believe that we all carry tools. And this was given to us before entering this earth. We think we have nothing, but we have so much that it's amazing. We just don't know how to use it. And those that do, use it for negative. Just look at the government. And by all means, just look at the president. Look at people who try to get over, who hurts human beings. Just look at all the destruction that is happening here on earth. It tells you where that genius of negativity is going to. You are an amazing human being. You are important. You matter. You're special. But we believe that we're not. We travel to places to get answers. We get involved in things that costs us money to find answers. When in reality, all those answers are already inside of you. And the beauty of it all, that it's free. It doesn't cost a dime. All it takes is for you to get to know who and what you are. But many of us don't want to know who and what we are, because we'll be disappointed and not like that person. Because we're afraid to confront what's already there. So we all run away. Everyone away into this world, into this crazy, sad world. We run into alcohol, we run into drugs. We have affairs. We steal, we lie, we hurt. And we think we're getting over. And in reality, we're not. No one gets away with anything. I guarantee you that. But we forget how powerful we all are. But we give up on ourselves so easily because we don't believe that we are important, that we do matter, that we are special. All we do is keep running and running and running, putting ourselves in unhappy situations that we shouldn't be in the first place. Because we want someone to love us. We want someone to be there for us. And the first person that should be there for you is you. And the first person you should love and like is you. But no one wants to face their truth. When I see students, I tell them all these things that I'm sharing with you. I'm not here to change your belief, your religion. That's not my job. My job is to help you find who and what you are. When you come here to see me, the thing that I say is, you cannot have my truth, because that is my truth. I worked hard for my truth. Now it's your turn to find your truth. Because I am not you and you're not me. So it's up to you to find your truth. And that's what I help you find, your truth. But again, everybody's running. Everybody's running to find a place that they feel comfortable and safe. Whether it's religion, all types of religions, or liquor, getting drunk, getting high, paying someone to find the truth, going to therapy to find the truth. Because many have suffered pain and anguish and devastated situation. And when we go through these things, we close ourselves, because all we have is that hurt and that pain that blinds us from everything. Because everyone deals with things differently. And it's not about being strong or weak. It's about you, how you're able to handle or not able to handle it. People travel to other countries to find their answers, when all the answers that you need are already inside of you, has been, and will continue to be until you leave this earth. As parents, you have a child. You tell your child that you want them to believe in themselves, that they're special, that they matter, that they're wonderful. And I can find the answers if you take time to think. You want them to be compassionate, understanding. You want them to be caring. But you want them to be strong also. And you want them to know their limits in life. But you teach them that you must love yourself first. So as parents, we do that to our children. So you're already giving your children tools to survive, to live. So when we all came here, it was given to us too when we were born. But we just lost it. Completely lost it. Because we got so involved in this world that brought so much excitement, drama, something that was new and different. Is it okay to have an education? Absolutely. You live in a system that you need education. Is it okay to work in a job and make good money? Absolutely. You have bills to pay. No one is denying you of having a place, finding comfort. That's not the problem. The problem is that wherever you find a place, wherever you feel comfort, do you feel comfortable within yourself? 99%. I tell my students, when you go to work from 9 to 5, that's the hours you give to this world. But after that, it is your world to do what you want to do, to satisfy you, to make you happy. Do it. We all have dreams. We all held ourselves, hold ourselves to the dream. And that's okay. Does it mean it's going to be exactly what I dream of? Perhaps not. But it's going to be closer than not. We give too much energy into this world and not enough in ourselves. That's why I keep repeating myself when I say, you are all geniuses. You are all amazing. You really are. And everyone is gifted in one way or the other. How you choose to use your gift is up to you. I also believe that everyone can sense their spirits and hear their spirit. But everyone is so closed in that they feel that it's impossible. It isn't going to happen. And they look at me like I'm crazy, and that's okay too. I've been crucified my own way of believing in the things that I do and teaches the way that I do. See, I'm not looking for anybody's approval or anybody's acceptancy, because I approve of myself and I accept myself. So if you decided to write something negative, it's okay. I'm not going to get angry or upset. And why? Because everyone thinks differently and everybody has their own opinion. Whether positive or negative, it is your right to say how you feel. What's wrong with that? I'm not here to convince anyone. I'm really not. I'm here to share things that I know. How you choose to take it and how you choose to deal with it, that's up to you. Really, it is. What's important to me is that I'm willing to share my knowledge, my wisdom. That's what's important to me. And the other thing that's so important to me, that my knowledge and wisdom doesn't have a price. My lessons are free. My one-on-one with people are free. And the reason it is that is because money is attached to the world. And we don't want anything that's attached to the world. Because we believe that everyone that comes with knowledge or wisdom are here to share their wisdom and their knowledge. And a price should not be. Do you put a price in compassion, understanding, love, care, help? Do you put prices on those things? No. And you know why? Because that comes from you, something that is already built inside of you, something that was given to you. So it doesn't hurt to give it back to someone that needs it. And you don't do it for a price. You don't go and tell somebody, I'll give you compassion for $10. I'll give you love for $30. There are things within us that are free to give. And when we give it, feeling good within ourselves is worth more than money. Money you'll spend and it'll go away. But the feeling that I carry will always stay with me. And that's something no one can take away from me. And that's what I hold on to. And that's what I was taught by the spirits. if you can't do it from your heart, then don't do it at all. I've learned so much, and I've gained so much. Am I rich when it comes to the outside world? Absolutely not. But am I rich in the spiritual world? Absolutely. Am I happy? Yes. Am I content? Yes. Can I be more happy? Yes. Can I be more content? Yes. It never stops just because we're content and we're happy. No different than if we're in love. It just doesn't stop there neither. We're not perfect. And that's what's good about it, that we're not. And because we're not perfect, we will make mistakes. But we hope that in those mistakes, we get to learn and grow from it. And that's where the positive come in. Where the negative is, you haven't learned. And you keep repeating the same mistakes in different circumstances. And the only one who's hurting is you. I tell my students that all the answers are with them. But we don't take time to think. We don't take time for ourselves because we don't think we're worth it. We don't think that we matter, we're important. We don't. So we lose ourselves in this world. And to me, this world is an illusion. And I don't want that part of the world. I like my world. Or it's not complicated. It's not difficult. I'm not saying that I'm not going to get hurt. Of course I am. No matter in which direction it comes. A family member, my children, my students, the world. It is what it is. Because we could never run away from pain and anguish. We live in that kind of world. But I also believe that it has a purpose. Can you say that if you go to trauma, to horrible spirits, that it has this purpose? It does. It really does. But it's easy to say it does. For when the person is going through it, it's not. And they don't want to hear it neither. And I don't blame them. It takes time before someone can understand that. Life is not a guarantee. We can go outside and get hit by a car. It was an accident. Was it meant to be? Or did the world cause it? There's so many things that there's answers to, but we don't want them because we're hurting. And it's because we're suffering. Nobody wants to hear it. And I get that. But hopefully in time, they could. You know, when people die, and people say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I dislike that word, I'm sorry, so much. Why? Because when you hear that word, sorry, it makes me feel like you did something. And you didn't. When my son passed away and people used to say, I'm sorry, one of the things that I did was to tell everybody, please don't use that word, I'm sorry. You have nothing to feel sorry about. Nothing. You didn't do anything. You didn't cause anything. Nothing. I prefer you give me a hug or say to me my condolences, or if you need me, I'm here. But that word sorry to me and me doesn't exist, and I don't like it. I never used it. I don't intend to use it in circumstances like this, but at the same time, I don't want to hear it. You know, it's like you got into a car accident, I'm saying I'm sorry, you got... No, I don't like that word, sorry. I really don't. But that's me. But just to give you an example and how we see things and the words and how we use them sometimes. And you think it's acceptable because society taught you how to use that because it's polite. But there's certain things that are not polite. And there's certain things that are not acceptable. This is why, again, I say, all of you have answers. You do. But we don't want to take time. Who wants to look at themselves and realize that they were awful human beings? Or who wants to look at themselves and say, I was too good of a person, and look at the damage that people did to me? No one wants to see the hurt and accept it. So they give up and then go on life just going, but never being happy with yourself. Because that's what it's about. Being happy, content, loving yourself. We don't give ourselves that chance. Excuse me. We don't. We go on like nothing happens. We are so aware of the news of tragic, or who did who with who, gossiping. We're so aware of everything that has no purpose, and we put our energies out there for that, and we don't take time for ourselves. I have people say to me, but I do take time for myself. I go to the gym. And I said, do you think that's enough? Is that sufficient for you? Do you really believe that? That going to the gym is going to solve everything of yours? Come on now. Don't go there. At all. There is so much more when it comes to you. Again, that's why people travel, join religion, pay for knowledge and wisdom, or pay them to wake up when everything should be free. Gaining wisdom and knowledge spiritually is free. It doesn't have a price, like I said. Money is not respected in the spiritual world. It's just not. We don't pay for our emotions. So the way that some of us think, it's sad. It really is. We don't give ourselves a chance in any form of way. And I'm not asking you to believe in the things that I say. That's far from here. You need to believe in you, within you. You need to find your truth within you, as I have found my truth within me. And that's my truth. And my truth can never be your truth, because you're not me. And your truth can never be my truth, because I'm not you. We all have our truth. All of us do. And you need to find your truth. And it's important that you do. I'm not religious. I don't believe in the Bible. I don't believe in the Bible because it was written by men. I don't believe in religion because religion is about control. I don't think any human being should be controlled. Though in so many ways in society we are. We fight about slavery. We fight about people being a slave. But you know something? We are all slaves to the system. We work. We pay bills. Everything we need or want, we got to pay for it. It's all being a slave. The money you make goes back out. So in so many ways, we are being controlled. But we don't see that at all. I like to feel that out of 100%, that 10% controls me. But the other 90%, I control myself. And I do. In so many ways. And you too can feel like that. You think it's impossible? No, it's not. It really isn't impossible. It's like, am I happy? Yes. Am I content? Yes. Can I be more happy? Yes. Can I be more content? Absolutely. We can always be more than what we are today. Are we perfect? No, we're not. We'll make mistakes. We'll say things to that would hurt others, not meaning to. It'll happen. We'll get mad at people when we shouldn't have gotten mad at them. That's why it's important that we understand who and what we are, so we're able to handle everything and anything that comes our way. That's why I say that you can make a difference within yourself. You can make your life better within yourself because you have the power to do it. You need to learn how to take control within yourself. We don't have control when it comes to other people. We only have control within ourselves. Another thing that I teach you to be free and independent. We are not here to control any other human being. That is not acceptable. We are here to learn how to control ourselves and think for ourselves. Before you think you can change someone, learn how to change yourself first. We want everybody to do things for us, but we don't want to do it ourselves. And that's why relationship doesn't work out. But that's another session. So when people ask me, where do we come from? My answer is everywhere. But at the same time, I repeat, it's not about coming from somewhere. It's the fact that you're here. And what are we going to do about being here? What difference am I going to make? Who am I going to affect with my knowledge and wisdom? Who can I tell that you don't have to live that kind of life, but you can live a better life within yourself? My journey is to teach. My journey is to help. Do I wish that I can charge? Absolutely. Absolutely. I will be lying to you. But unfortunately, that's not my journey. So I was prepared. So it doesn't affect me at all. At all, at all, at all. And I wouldn't change it for nothing in the world. And I also been through my tragic. And I wouldn't change anything. And my lessons from my spirits, I wouldn't change it either. Because I wouldn't be the person that I am today. And I like who I am. I'm funny. I'm silly. I'm amazing. And I wouldn't change that. How I look, that's not important to me. What's important to me is what I have inside of me. That's what matters. It doesn't matter what people think or say about me. It really doesn't. Because everybody has a right to feel and think the way they do. And I respect that. But can somebody hurt me by words? No. At all. And you know why? Because I believe that you have the right to feel the way you do. And if you were to say I'm crazy or I'm foolish or, you know, you need to get high or whatever the circumstances may be, it would not affect me at all. At all. There's no need for me to get angry at the person that's saying these things. That's just the way they think and that's the way they believe. For them, that's their truth. And that's fine. And that's absolutely fine. It's like I teach my students, you respect all religion. You respect all human beings. We are not better than any of them. And we're not more important than any of them. That's not the way I teach. We leave our doors open because with every human being out there, we can always learn a lesson. I know I have in many ways than one. Whether it's a child, an elderly, a person, in religion, in science, in theory, I learn from everyone. And that's the beauty of it. All I want people to realize is how special and wonderful and geniuses they are. And how they can feel some peace within themselves. And to help them let go of that pain and anguish that's keeping them down. I want to see people smile and laugh. I want people to be free and independent. I want people to follow their path. And it's not about becoming famous. It's about that you're doing it. And as long as you're doing it, you are famous. And you're doing it. And that's what people don't understand. People think that if I'm not on TV or I'm not in the news, I'm not famous. You're so mistaken. The fact that you're out there doing it, you're famous and you're powerful. Because society wants you to think one way. And that way is no good. Where we see that as long as you're doing it, you are succeeding. How great is that? Because it matters. Whether you're doing it in a street corner, or you're doing it in a club, or you're doing it in the train station, wherever you're doing it, you're succeeding. And that's what matters. Please remember that. Those are the things that matter. Believe and stop believing in yourself. And if you don't know, my doors are open. Give it a chance. What can you lose? You don't have to worry financially. You're losing anything financially. Spending an hour here and there, that's not bad, because you spend an hour out there doing nothing. So why don't you take that hour here and there and check it out? Just remember that even if you choose not to, remember this. You are powerful. You are a genius. You have gifts. You have tools. You have them. You have your own answers. And everything in life has a solution. And as long as you can remember that and try to make it work for you, do so. Make it happen. Because you're mattered and you're special. And don't let anyone tell you differently. A child that is born different has a learning disability, has Down syndrome. That child also is a genius. That child also has tools. They do. And maybe their geniuses is different than yours. But that's great, because that means that you can learn from them. It's amazing. It really is. Just because a person is born with just two arms, doesn't mean that that person is not a genius. Because that person is. Just because that person might have a physically disabled also, doesn't mean that he's not a genius. Because they are. Don't ever look at someone and think they're not worth it. They are worth it. Even those people that have mental illness or people that are in the streets, they are just completely lost. Completely. But you know something? And I want you to remember this. You yourself will never know where you're going to be in 5 years. So when we go and criticize these people and talk about them, You never know if you're ever going to be in that situation. Remember, life is not a guarantee. You can have an accident. You can get shot. A rock can fall on your head. Anything and everything is possible. Compassion for a lot is hard to have, because it is. When I hear men abusing a child, or when I hear about trafficking, kids being kidnapped, or these Mexicans that they have lost their way in getting home and they just disappear, that pisses the hell out of me. It really does. And do I want to grab them and knock them out? Yes. Yes. I do. But then I realize that these fools, all they do is that they have to follow instructions. Because like I said before, we are all slaves. And they have to do what is ordered for them to do. It's sad, but it's realistic. And these men that just abuse children for the sake of it, or mental illness, that's where I draw the line. Our children are our future. And children are hurting as it is already. What I want to do with this thing that I'm doing, talking to you, that little by little I want to express and show you so many things that you are so amazing of. And then the things that you allow the world to affect you with. Because a lot of us live by the world. I don't. I live by me and the spirits. Being spiritual is being free. Completely free. When someone says, I am spiritual, you're saying that I'm free from everything. It doesn't mean that the world doesn't affect you or you're not going to get sick. It doesn't mean that. It means that you're free when it comes to that world of anguish, of allowing people to hurt you. Your world becomes different. Your outlook becomes different. Your understanding becomes different. Everything about you becomes different. But at the end, it all becomes better. Because you'll start living better within yourself. All I want is for you to get something out of this. That's all. Whether it's a couple of people, honestly, I did my job. And I'm grateful for those couple of people. I'm not here for anyone to accept me, because I accepted myself a long time ago. I don't need anyone to approve of me, because I approve of me a long time ago. So I leave you with this thought. Take time to think. Look within yourself and think about you. and think about who and what you are. And think about your purpose. I thank you again for taking the time to hear me out. Until next time, another lesson. Be good and be safe. Bye.